Now, if you were listening to the Police Commissioner Carl O'Callaghan on the program yesterday, I asked him about the latest tensions in Kalgoorlie Boulder after the refurbished community college was allegedly trashed by kids as young as 10. Have a listen.
My understanding is that when the police approached the father of the young boy, he wasn't interested in taking care of him, so we couldn't leave him with the father. So the police are left. I think we're up to nearly 12 hours trying to find a responsible adult for those kids.
There's a big debate going on about a cartoon that Bill Leake did in the Australian newspaper and whether or not it's racial stereotyping. That scenario that you just described of a father not wanting the kid is exactly what that cartoon depicted, by the way.
Well, it absolutely substantiates the cartoon. You know, it's an Aboriginal kid. The kid's been taken to a father. The father's not interested. But I've said before that Bill Leake's cartoon really does depict a deeper problem that we've got across the whole of the community, you know, with particularly Aboriginal offending, and a lot more needs to be done with parents. You know, you talk to a lot of police officers and they'll say that's exactly what we find on a day-to-day basis, you know, particularly throughout regional Western Australia. It is a problem, and I think Bill Leake is trying to say, guys, you've got to do something about this. We've got to do something as a community about that type of thing.
So he's been accused of racism, and you're saying he's cutting to the chase.
He's cutting to the chase. I think he's made a statement. I don't think he's pointing at any one particular thing. It's just a broad issue that we've got with young offenders and lack of care by parents for those young offenders, and really no solution to it.
The cartoon the Commissioner was referring to is now under investigation by the Human Rights Commission because of complaints it's racist and in breach of Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act, which makes it against the law to do an act reasonably likely to, quote, offend, insult, humiliate or intimidate someone because of their race or ethnicity. For those who haven't seen the cartoon, drawn by the Australian's Bill Leake, as you heard, when discussion was raging over the treatment of detainees in the Darwin Juvenile Detention Centre, it depicts a police officer holding an Aboriginal kid by the scruff of the neck while saying to the kid's Aboriginal father, "You'll have to sit down and talk to your son about personal responsibility." The father, holding a beer can, responds, "Yeah, righto, what's his name then?" Racist or just cutting to the chase? Cartoonist Bill Leake joins me on the line. Thanks very much for your time today, Bill.
Yeah, my great pleasure, Gary. How are you?
Yeah, good. Bill, I suppose if you end up on trial in some forum somewhere over this cartoon, will the police commissioner from WA be your first witness?
He won't be my first. I'll tell you who'll be my first, Gary. On the day that the cartoon was published, at about 11 o'clock in the morning, I received a phone call from Col Dillon. Does that name mean anything to you? Col Dillon was... I know Col. I've met him many times. His son, Anthony, is one of my closest friends. And Col was the first Aboriginal policeman in Australia.
Right.
And he's probably... well, he's very well known for that fact. He's also well known because the evidence that he gave before the Fitzgerald Royal Commission, or the Fitzgerald Inquiry, I think we should say, was absolutely pivotal evidence. So we're talking about an incredibly brave man here. Here's an Aboriginal man who defied the odds and certainly the expectations of his community by becoming a policeman, and then went on to give evidence against corrupt cops in the Queensland Police Force. And he rang me on the day and he said, "Bill, I just want to ring you to congratulate you on today's cartoon." And he said, "I am so happy and I am so pleased that you've done that, because this is something that people have got to finally actually acknowledge. People have got to look at this problem and say, listen, this is happening." And he said to me, "But you're going to run into a lot of trouble, and I'll tell you why." And I said, "Why, Col?" And he said, "Because most people don't want to hear it." And wasn't he right?
Well, yeah. It looks
like... Well, I mean, what Carl O'Callaghan has said there has vindicated everything that I was trying to say in that cartoon. What's happened between the moment when it went into print and now, you know, culminating in me looking at having to front up to the Human Rights Commission, or to court, actually, over the fact, because they have upheld a complaint of racism against me for drawing it, just shows you how I don't know how incredibly determined people are to not even want to be confronted by this truth.
Well,
I can tell you
from being in Western Australia for a considerable amount of time as a journalist and a broadcaster, that the WA Police Commissioner is certainly not in the old school redneck type bracket of police officers that some people might like to think they are.
Of course, he is
a very new age thinking sort of chap. So for him to say it, it sort of took me a little bit by surprise that he really wanted to make the point that that is what his police officers are dealing with on a very regular basis. So from that point of view, you know, you feel vindicated, but also surely it emboldens the argument that you were making when you sat down to do that. Did you think that you would raise the 18C issue at the time you were putting the finishing touches
to it? No, I honestly didn't, Gary. My own editor asked me that about a week later, and he said, seriously, when you were doing the drawing, didn't it occur to you that people could put a racist interpretation on it? And I had to say to him, no, it didn't. Now, and even now, I would say that if for people to put that interpretation on it, in my view, is an indication that they themselves are somewhere deep down racist in the way that they think. Because if I do the same cartoon, and I did the same cartoon using the same captions about a week later, but set it in a inside a child minding centre and had very middle class looking white people in it.
Yeah.
No one accused me of stereotyping every white middle class father as a deadbeat dad. Now, so why? I'm saying that people look at that, well, one of the characters in my cartoon was a policeman. He was also an Aborigine. Why didn't people criticise me for depicting an Aborigine, a policeman, you know, an Aboriginal policeman? I didn't hear anyone saying Leek has stereotyped all Aborigines as policemen. But I draw the deadbeat dad, and they say that for some reason they say I have depicted all Aboriginal fathers as deadbeats.
Yep.
Now, it's just a perverse way of thinking, and I find it incredibly frustrating, and I think it's just by turning around and shooting the messenger, as it were, they're just getting themselves off the hook. They don't want to confront the reality of
this
problem.
Why don't you think people want to confront that, the fact that this starts at home?
I don't know.
We say that about everything else, Bill. I mean, we say that, you know, if there's issues going on with some of my kids' friends or whatever, I might say, well, the problem's got to be at home. I mean, it's a common theme in society that, you know, if you don't nurture and care for and give boundaries to a kid in the home environment, then trouble will flare.
Well, that's right.
Black, white, or brindle.
That's right. The words that ring, you know, most meaningful there for me are black, white, or brindle. I'm a colourblind person. I don't judge a person on the colour of their skin. In fact, half the time I don't even notice it. I think this is, it's a universal thing, but the subject was specifically about outback Aboriginal communities, because this is where this situation is at its absolute worst. And I think most people prefer not to think about it. They like to think, oh, that the Aborigines are all right. They're out there in the bush. We don't have to worry about them. Everything's fine. But if their own children were going through lives like a lot of those Aboriginal children are having to endure, they wouldn't put up with it for a minute. It'd be the greatest outcry on earth. And this is a terrible national shame and a terrible national disgrace, and these kids need help.
Who's complained about it, by the way? Do you know yet? Do you know much about who's behind the complaint and who's going
to... To tell you the truth, we have a name. We have the name of a woman. When the AHRC provided us with the original complaint, all details about the complainant were redacted. We only know of her name. I don't know where she lives. I don't know who she is. I don't know anything about her. But one thing I do know about her is that by ticking a few boxes and writing about two or three rather incoherent sentences, she's made life hell for me.
Go on, explain that a bit more. What's it been like since that appeared and the follow-up?
Well, because, put it this way, Gary, I'm very lucky. I work for News Corp. It's a big organisation, and they support me completely in this.
Mm.
But if it were to happen to... If it were to happen to just about anyone else, look at those kids in QUT.
Mm.
They didn't work. None of them work for News Corporation, and so they can't depend on News Corporation to provide them with legal assistance and cover the costs of that. I could never ever hope to finance this myself. If I didn't have News Corp behind me, I would be in more trouble than the early settlers.
Right. One thing this might do, because, you know, 18 scenes, it's been left hanging there because of the political situation we've got at the moment, but it could bring it more to the fore. Could it be the one that draws a line and starts to really challenge what the intent of 18C is?
I can only hope that it does. And when it comes to what the intent of 18C was, I think we're looking at successive generations of people who've come out of universities and schools who believe that freedom of speech means the legal right to go around abusing each other. They don't realise that it's the thing that actually made our free society possible, and they don't realise it's the thing that we need to treasure most in order that we can keep living in a free society and that things can keep getting better. And I see any attack on freedom of speech as an attack on our entire way of living, and I think it's the most sinister, dreadful law that that's ever been drafted into, you know, by our parliament. And I think it's got to go. But the problem is, I thought about this myself only yesterday. I thought, now, wait a minute. If I was a person who thought that freedom of speech meant the legal right to hurl abuse, and I could see that 18C meant that I wasn't allowed to abuse somebody on the basis of the colour of their skin or their religion or whatever, I'd probably think, oh, yeah, well, that's fair enough. But the whole thing comes from a complete ignorance, you know, and a total misunderstanding of what freedom of speech means.
Well, it's the word offend and perhaps humiliate as well that stand out. I mean, you know, what someone might say that someone else deems to be offensive can be two completely different things, can't they?
Well, I'll quote my mate Anthony Dillon on this.
Yep.
He's a brilliant man. And I talked to him a lot about it, and he said, well, the thing about, you know, this whole idea that your cartoon has caused offence, he said, it cannot do that. How can a cartoon cause offence? Because it's all in the perception of the person who claims to be offended. And as you said, what will offend one person won't offend the person sitting next to that person. And you have to, in fact, make a conscious decision to take offence. Offence can't be given. It's a conscious effort on the person who takes it to take it.
Exactly. All right. Well, look, obviously the police commissioner, and as I said, you know, he's a bit of a new age thinker, and he's probably... made a statement about your cartoon and the way that he's described that situation in Kalgoorlie for a reason. I'm sure you'll have a discussion with him in the near future. I do appreciate you joining us today, Bill.
My great pleasure, Gary. Thank you very much.
Bill Leake.